Former Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Professor Ajimambidou Akosa, is calling on government to reconstitute the board of Kolibu Teaching Hospital. He said the board should be charged with developing the hospital. Speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive, Professor Akosa proposed that all teaching hospitals should be brought under the Ghana Health Service.
I am one person against an outright appointment by the president. I always believe that there are due processes. There is a board of Kolibu Teaching Hospital, and it is their responsibility to appoint a chief executive. So I know that that is due process, but then I also know that the board itself has a problem, and it appears as if the problem of Kolibu Teaching Hospital currently is the board. And therefore, yes, I welcome the appointment of Dr. Gilbert Bako, a very seasoned medical practitioner, a seasoned medical administrator. When I was leaving the position of Director General, he was one of the applicants. And, you know, I believe that he could easily have become the Director General after me. And I think that he's maintained quite a strong dedication, being the chief executive of the Catholic Health Services, and I think now the whole of Chad, and therefore I believe that he comes with the kind of experience that Kolibu needs. But then the problem of Kolibu is really not the dynamism of the chief executive, but a board that is compliant and a board that is eager to see the premier hospital of this country do what is expected of it.
Prof, in your view, the problems of Kolibu, do they seem to be ending anytime soon?
Well, the first thing is that a new board must be reconstituted, and I think a new board must be reconstituted and charged with developing Kolibu Teaching Hospital. You know, Kolibu Teaching Hospital is not developed. I have always said that, in my view, Kolibu should even be part of the Ghana Health Service. You know, it is a teaching hospital. I have always said that, you know, in the United Kingdom, they have 34 medical schools, but they have one national health service. They don't separate teaching hospitals. Currently, we have Tamale, we have Kolibu, we have Konfanoche, we have Cape Coast, we're going to have Ho, and all these are separate and report directly to the minister. It's a nightmare scenario. If you've got 34 medical schools and you have one National Health Service, why should you now have, what, four medical schools and have five different systems? It doesn't work. So for me, I have a fundamental disagreement with the system that we're currently running. But be that as it may, Kolibu is our premier hospital, and I want to see Kolibu work and work very well. I know Gilbert Bako can do the job, but I want Gilbert Bako to be backed by a very strong board that has a developmental agenda and is looking forward to building up on what Kolibu has and what Kolibu is capable of doing.